Nick Mesny here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 1-1 draw against Bala today. Andy, another frustrating day at the office for us, really.
Yeah, seems a common interview at the moment, doesn't it? Yeah. You know, we've made it difficult for ourselves. The first time this season that we switched off on a set play. It's a second phase of a set play. Mm. And, you know, when the lad knows he's held his hand up and, you know, it's just straight through the middle of us. Does that happen if Kearney and Horan are playing? I doubt it. But you know, that's how it is at the moment. And then, you know, when they've gone down to 10 men, we've created enough chances. We've created chances in the first half, you know, but we're anything but ruthless at the moment.
Just a case of needing to stick the ball in the net. A number of chances there, a disallowed goal, obviously. Just like you say, need to be a bit more ruthless in front of goal.
Yeah, the disallowed goal's unacceptable because you know, once the player knows he can't head the ball, you know, he leaves that unless Davis heads the ball in the net and another one of our players has fouled somebody he didn't need to. You know, that's just totally unprofessional. You know, and that's probably reflective of what we're like in the box at the moment. You know, there's no hunger, there's no desire in there at the moment to go and, you know, win things, get there first, and, you know, I'm far from happy.
A debut for Shelton Payne came on today, though, new signing.
Yeah, difficult because then they went and sat back in, so he never really got much chances to get at the lad, you know. So, you know, he was always facing somebody up, but, you know, I'm not sure who won the penalty.
It was Wes went round the back,
yeah. So just a simple overlap and in you go and you win the penalty. You know, so, yeah, it was not an easy game for him to come into, but, you know, he hasn't played many games and he'll get better and better and you know, he will give us an outlet with his pace.
Great stuff, and just move on now to Cardiff next week. Go again.
Yeah, big training session this week. You know, I'm really looking forward to this week. You know, I knew on Tuesday when I saw things in the game. Sorry, on Wednesday, I saw things in the game that I just thought we've just become a little bit stale, a little bit flat in certain areas. And you know, when we need a couple of big training sessions next week to get going again, to liven it up and just change things slightly. You know, but. No, as the players have just said in there, you know, there's a problem if you're not creating chances. But when you're creating them, you know, the answer is pretty simple. You're not racking your brain why we're not creating, why we're not getting overloads, why we're not getting balls into the box, why the opposition are dominating us the whole game, why we're stuck in our 18-yard box defending. You know, it's obvious what the problem is. You know, we're creating opportunities and we're not taking them. So, you know, like I say, big two training sessions this week and we'll go again.